Assembly 2018 is made possible by Virginia Trial Lawyers Association, lawyers working for fairness in our justice system. Virginia Trial Lawyers Association is proud to have sponsored the General Assembly Report for more than 25 years.
The 2018 Virginia General Assembly session is already underway, and come tomorrow afternoon, the tall bleachers outside the state capitol building will be packed for the inauguration ceremony of state leadership like Virginia's next governor, Ralph Northam. And while much of this week consisted of procedural work like voting on rules and figuring out who will sit on which committees, there were a few meaty committee discussions. For example, Virginia's Medicaid agency, DMAS, discussed the Children's Health Insurance Program, or FAMIS as it's known in Virginia. DMAS Director Linda Nablo says either the state or federal government must act soon, or health coverage will end for 60,000 children in Virginia.
They have taken a couple of interim stopgap measures to keep states going.
One such federal stopgap was put in place early last month, but only helped those states worse off than Virginia.
Well, what that did was, because there was no new money, you had to take money from the other states in order to cover that gap for those that couldn't make it through the end of the year. And that's where we lost $16 million we had been counting on.
Right before the holiday, there was another stopgap issued, but Nablo says the close to $3 billion authorized for all states wouldn't leave Virginia's program with enough funds to get through next month.
Of that, Virginia gets $51.9 million. That helps make up for some money they took away from us earlier in December. But it wasn't enough by itself to get us all the way through February.
As of Monday, preliminary figures indicate an additional $28 million will be enough to carry the program through February, but not March.
It's an exercise in math, and it's very confusing for families to deal with this.
Melena Poor is one of those families, as a single mother of two. The Charlottesville resident works in Richmond and has a 17-year-old daughter and a 15-year-old son. Poor works full-time and has health insurance for herself through her employer, but says she wouldn't be able to afford a plan that includes coverage for her kids. She's already on a tight budget. And last summer, her daughter started having seizures.
We just walked in from the grocery store. So, we had just split off. I was about to put groceries into the kitchen, and she was walking to her bedroom. And she turned around, and she just had these huge pupils, and her skin looked different. And my doctor was the one who was able to spot that her left hand was kind of curled up, which was not what I noticed.
The doctor gave a diagnosis, epilepsy. Thankfully, Poor says she only pays $5 copays for medicine. The doctor says otherwise, the cost would be $1,000 a month. She says she tells her friends and family about the FAMIS program because many don't realize they qualify. For a family of three like Poor's, the income cutoff is just under $42,000.
And I've been so happy to. I think there are a lot of broken systems, and this one has always been great. I really can't say enough good things about it. I am so pleased, and I really feel like everyone deserves this and every child deserves this.
The next opportunity for Congress to fully authorize FAMIS is 1 week from today. Nablo and Poor remain hopeful because right now there isn't extra money in the state budget for the program. Megan Pauley, WCVE News, Capitol Square.